moun Arlington yo, Ford, moun Cambridge yo, moun Sorreville yo. Et puis tout nous mandé nous parler de moun Allen yo, moun Chelsea yo, et puis et nous parler moun Laurel yo. Et puis nous parler de tout moun sa yo, n'a pas salué yo et puis nous bien content. Y a écouté et puis nous bien content, yo toujours ba nous support, yo ba nous yo, nous apprécier ça. Pile la pile la pile la pile. Et puis nous en voici Joe Trouyo, en voici Joe Trouyo. C'est Joe Trouyo qui a aidé nous mener cabret là. Moi sûr que la parole paye pour ba nous marabout de mon cœur. Semaine prochaine et puis m'a quitté nous Joe Trouyo a joué combi pour nous m'aller là au revoir.
All right, 1000 points divide WMFO. Sorry to cut off Yvonne, but it's time for 1000 points of light. Thank you for joining me. Thanks to all of my hundreds of loyal listeners, and I appreciate the time here as we begin another edition of 1000 points of light. 91.5 Medford, this is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Tonight we're doing a tribute or a show devoted to the essay collection by Hanif Abdurraqib, They Can't Kill Us Until They Kill Us. Great collection of essays, many of them music-focused, a lot of them about politics, but still working in music. He's roughly, I think, my age, from Columbus. I believe he's in his 40s. He writes frequently for a lot of music publications. He was in the Times, New York Times magazine about, that was the music issue last weekend. And he's pretty much everywhere, a noted author and a really good poet. And, you know, he's his lyrical, his writing is a very lyrical style, and I enjoy it very much. So we're having a show devoted to his essay collection, They Can't Kill Us Till They Kill Us. And he writes about a lot of different stuff, and we're going to touch on some of that. He has this great essay about My Chemical Romance, so we're going to start the show off with a track from The Black Parade. This is Welcome to The Black Parade here in 1000 Points of Light. Yeah, I'm here in 1,000 points of light, 91.5 in Medford. All right, I don't know what happened. Just, oh yeah, that's all you get. All you get is one note.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you summer to join the Black Parade.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right on. Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on.
What's going,
yeah, what's going on?
What's going,
tell me what's going on.
What's,
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going,
ooh,
right, right on. Right on.
Quite fast,
despite everything you learned.
feel so prepared.
She's breathing quiet and smooth.
He is gasping for air.
This is the first and last time he says.
She fakes a smile and presses her hips into his.
He keeps his hands pinned down at his side.
He's holding back from telling her exactly what it really feels like.
He is a lamb, she is the slaughter.
She's moving way too fast and all he wanted was to hold her.
Nothing that he tells is really having an effect.
He whispers that he loves her, but she's probably only looking for
so much more than he could ever give.
A life full of lies and a meaningful relationship.
He keeps his hands pinned down at his side.
He waits for it to end and for the aching in his guts.
So save up, oh God, the reason that I
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's Taking Back Sunday with I'll Let You Live. And big on the emo. So this Hanif Abdurraqib, he wrote this book, this collection of essays, They Can't Kill Us Till They Kill Us. Great collection. I love it. And he writes so eloquently on race and on politics and also on culture. And he has a huge part of the book where he was talking about emo and how much that genre meant to him as he was growing up in Ohio, in like the Columbus, Ohio area. And so before that, we heard Brand New with Sick Transit Gloria, Glory Fades. Marvin Gaye in there from What's Going On. So that's also part of the book in the sense that he has this great appreciation for soul and My Chemical Romance. There's a whole essay on that band, Welcome to the Black Parade. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Let's move on and continue with this band that was probably his favorite or most important. He like followed them around. He was with a group of people who worshipped them and knew all their records and referred to them by their names like they were their, like they were friends with them. And it was it's quite an interesting day, a deep dive into being a part of a band's fan base, a culture really. And that went on for, it was in a couple different essays of his, a few really. So we're going to hear this one, Sugar We're Going Down, from Under the Cork Tree, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. The connotations where my nuts been. Could it be some magic generating the mess we're in? I understand that language breeds stereotypes, but what's the explanation for the malice, for the spite? Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. I wasn't brought here, I was born circumcised, can't run a guy's allegiance sworn. Doesn't mean I have to take such shit for being fair-skinned now. I ain't part of no conspiracy, I'm just your average Joe. Don't call me white, don't call me white. Don't call me white, don't call me white. Represents everything I hate. The soap shoved in your mouth to cleanse the mind. A vast majority. Everyone's a letdown, it just depends on how far down they can go. In every circle of friends there's a whore, the one who flirts and dies a little more. But who's to say this is a social scene anyway? And everybody wants to explore the new girl, caught up in her own hard liquor world. But liquor doesn't exist in my world. But liquor doesn't exist in my world. You don't deserve to have them. If you lie, you don't deserve to have friends. If you lie. You are a sellout, but you couldn't even do that right. So your price tag has been flashed, and now you're chilling on a half price clearance rack. You are a sellout, but you couldn't even do that right. So your price tag has been flashed, and now you're chilling on a half. The social scene where she gets her fix has been broken since 86. Now just look at that social clique. Do you really wanna be a part of it? Let's not let us forget where she gets the habits. She gets the pills from the skills, and she gets the skills from the pills. Now just look at that clique. You really wanna be the star of it. You are a sellout, but you couldn't even do that right. So your price tag has been flashed, and now you're chilling on a half price clearance rack. You are a sellout, but you couldn't even do that right. So your price tag has been flashed, and now you're chilling on a half price. You don't deserve to have friends. If you lie, you don't deserve to have them. If you lie, you don't deserve to have friends. If you lie. Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love to love her? She rules her life like a bird in flight, and who will be her lover? Don't go. And he says, Rhianna, stay. And he says, I still cry out for you. Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
It's hard to find.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thus ends our emo set. That's, of course, Fleetwood Mac with Rhiannon. A single that was not on Rumours. It was released, I think, shortly after the record came out. Or maybe it was a little before. Anyway, prior to that, Cute Is What We Aim For with Newport Living from the same old Blood Rush with a new touch. Prior to that, NoFX, Don't Call Me White. The greatest from their greatest collection. Fallout Boy, Sugar We're Going Down from Under the Cork Tree. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so that's what's going on here. It's a show all about emo. No, okay. It's a show about They Can't Kill Us Till They Kill Us, an essay collection by Hanif Abdurraqib. And he's a huge Fallout Boy fan. He wrote an essay just devoted to Fallout Boy, just like he wrote an essay only about that was inspired by My Chemical Romance. But we're not going to have a show devoted. If he were DJ, he would probably have a whole show devoted to both those bands. But we're having a reflection on the collection itself. So we're going to play from a lot of different songs. He's soul and R&B, rap, and also rock. And, you know, he wrote an essay that had to do with, I don't know if it was only about Fleetwood Mac, but it had a huge section in it about how hard it must have been for them to be fighting with each other and yet writing these songs, and how ballsy it was to write a song that was sort of about the other person who was pissing them off at the time. I think Christine McVie, in particular, he showed some massive respect for with some of the songs that she wrote on Rumours. So it was, he does dig deep, and I felt like with all this music-themed writing that we needed to have a show devoted to him in this essay collection. Anyway, up next, this great track from Bobby Womack, If You Think You're Lonely Now, from the poet 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down I'm broke, she's telling me about the things that her girlfriend's got and what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're alone and now, wait until I'll be long gone. And you'll never find another man that'll treat you right.
If you think you're lonely now,
when I ain't there to rub your back, just remember I made it a known fact. And the skeletons come out of the closet and chase you all around your room, and the memories sell out like a ghost. Wait until now. I'll be long gone. And you'll never find another.
baby, you just wait, wait. Far gone, back it up now. I've done my time, and it's your turn now. If you think you love it now, wait, wait until tonight. I'm tired of just the same old stuck in time. It's been too long to think of me a star.
go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some odd in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast. Yeah, swing it. Yeah, yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out when things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison from the Folsom Prison in San Quentin. Double record, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Before that, Lupe Fiasco with Kick Push from the Food and Liquor record. Prince with Baby I'm a Star. That was from the Purple Rain Deluxe Expanded Edition. That was actually Prince the Revolution, technically. Bobby Womack with a great song, classic from his The Poet record, If You Think You're Lonely Now. Starting off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is my show devoted to Hanif Abdurraqib's collection of essays, They Can't Kill Us Till They Kill Us. And so I played Johnny Cash in the middle of a kind of like a soul R&B set, because what's coming up next is from Migos, and this is the his track Bad and Bougie. Featuring Lil Uzi Vert. I'll pretend to be a big fan of that. But here's the thing, is that the essay that he wrote, that Hanif wrote, was about Johnny Cash not ever being somebody who shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. It was kind of like a lyric that he added or created to kind of beef up his persona. This is something that he had done like in the 50s when he was really just starting out. Similarly, like Migos, so, you know, they came off as hardcore rappers, but they're from Atlanta, but they're not really from Atlanta, from the city itself. They're from the suburbs. And so that was sort of an issue with some of the more hardcore rap fans. But, you know, Hanif, he made this connection between the two, and I thought it was interesting. And he dug deep into the Johnny Cash part, which I thought was cool, because I've been an admirer of this record and of